This is episode 1706. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. In today's episode, you will discover a breathing technique you can do to feel a sense of renewal. Our theme this week is renewal. And as you begin your second month of the new year, you may find that you are feeling a little more sluggish towards those different goals or virtues or your word of the year, whatever it is you set as a focus for this year. You might feel that you're losing your momentum. So this week's series on renewal will help you to feel more refreshed, more rejuvenated, and to live your truth. Because chances are that as you started this new year, some of the things you thought were important to you may already be turning out to not really matter much. Maybe you thought that it would be a great idea to meal prep every Sunday. So you started doing it and you found that actually you didn't enjoy it because you felt like you were giving up so much of your weekend meal prepping and you really need your days off to just relax. Or maybe you chose as one of your virtues not to procrastinate. And you realized that one of the reasons why you procrastinate is because you don't really enjoy what you do in life for a living, and that what you'd really like to do is to create a new beginning for yourself by living your truth, to live more aligned with who you are, with your values. And that would pretty much clear up the procrastination you face. So these are some ideas to think about as you begin the second month of this year. And what is it that would feel refreshing, renewing for you? As we go through this series, we're exploring how to know what's true. And this is the age of information overload. So sometimes, not only are we encountering too much information, but not necessarily the right kind of information or in-depth, thorough information, but just too much of really nothing that adds up to anything worthwhile. And you might feel like the same scenario is playing out within your mind, that your thoughts that invade your focus aren't supporting you, and the way you feel about things are fluctuating emotions, so you don't really allow yourself to go too deeply into any one emotion. You feel like you're just bouncing around and really kind of numbing out just to get through your days. And this is so common, so you are not alone. If you are raising your hand to anything I've described. So as you go through this week's series of renewal, you are also focusing on finding your truth. The affirmation for this week is, I follow truth. So how do you know what is true or not? when it comes to your thoughts, when it comes to what you're hearing about, what's going on in the world. And I've been sharing with you from Prezi. It's just a simple transcript about how to know what's true in the age of information overload by Megan Ferguson. And there was a set of skills. It was called New Skill Sets, with some notes about how to have deeper connection and how to evaluate if what you're feeling and thinking and doing is living your truth. And this first skill set for this age of information overload was to identify what kind of content you are exploring. And when you think about your thoughts, what kind of thoughts keep showing up in your mind? It's that awareness is the first step. And the next skill set is to identify whether or not the news is complete. So in regard to your mindset, they're talking about distinguishing between fake news. But for your mindset, what is fake news that you are feeding yourself? What thoughts are false? And how is that playing out in your life? And what I want to focus on today is the third skill set, which is question how to assess sources. So if you're reading a news article, question what kind of news sources are coming your way. Are the news sources credible? Meaning, are they making sense? Are they giving you some useful insight that's not sensationalized? And how about your thoughts that you think? Are your thoughts coming from reliable triggers? So did someone simply trigger you and you're under stress? So you're thinking, oh, this is just a terrible situation. Or are you receiving information that helps you move forward, that helps you make decisions, that helps you to evaluate something or to give you insight to support you as you go about your life? And if you find that your thoughts are often false, they're often just knee-jerk reactions to a stress trigger, and are your thoughts preventing you from living your truth? And your truth is eternal. That doesn't change. Your thoughts are like moods. They're fluctuating. And the good news is that you can manage your thoughts when you have this awareness. So start to filter the news, the information that you fuel your thoughts with. And I think you will find that you become stronger and that you're able to feel more renewed and refreshed as a person as you live your truth. It's freeing to live your truth. So to help you with this, I'll guide you through a few rounds of a belly breath. If you do yoga, you know what the belly breath is. It's when you allow yourself a full diaphragmatic breath. And when you do this, your chest doesn't move when you inhale, but your abdomen does. It rises upward gently. So you may want to place your hand on your abdomen right now, whether you're walking as you listen to this or you're seated meditating, and feel your abdomen rise upward as you inhale. You have to keep your chest still to do that. Did you notice that? And as you exhale, feel your abdomen sink back downward. This is a full belly breath. Now I warn you, if you feel lightheaded at all, simply resume your natural breath. Giving yourself a full dose of oxygen when you're not used to it can sometimes be a little overpowering. So go at your own pace. But if you could start breathing this way on a regular basis, oh, you would be very renewed and refreshed. Mostly, you would be oxygenating your body cells and tapping into the small blood vessels in the bottom part of your lungs, which carry oxygen to your cells. And when you do this, it creates a calm, natural reaction within you. So when you get your calm back, then you can start to feel more refreshed. You live life on a different level. So settle yourself down and get ready, and we'll do the breathing technique, and then you do your meditation and take it from there. You know, the full half-hour guided meditations are on my Sip and Om meditation app, and you can try it for 2 weeks, free access to the full app. And there you also receive a weekly journal for each week's theme. So this week it's a renewal journal, and you get a guide with all the techniques I share with you each day in the series. So it's at your fingertips when you want to reduce stress. Again, it's the Sip and Om meditation app. So as you're seated, settling yourself down, inhale and exhale. Now place your hand on your abdomen and take a nice deep inhale through your nose. Feel your abdomen rise upward. Keep your chest still. And as you exhale, feel your abdomen sink back downward. That's it, but it's a skill, so practice it. Keep practicing it and try to breathe this way from here on out. This will keep you refreshed and renewed, always. You are so worth slowing down for.